Golden State Media Concepts presents the GSMC Classic Series, with episodes of some of your favorites from a day gone by. A time gone by. Join us as we time travel to some of your classic favorites from yesteryear. The GSMC Podcast Network invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the GSMC Classic Series on the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the new Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's morning, and there are 7 shopping days left until Christmas. George is eating breakfast, and Liz is in the kitchen with Katie, the maid.
Katie? Yes, Mrs. Cooper?
Have you any idea what George is going to give me for Christmas? Has he said anything?
Not a thing.
Oh, darn. I've got to find out.
Why?
Well, I'm knitting him a sweater, and if he's giving me something wonderful, maybe a measly sweater isn't enough to give him.
Oh.
On the other hand, if he's giving me some dinky little thing, why should I knock myself out knitting him a beautiful sweater?
Hi, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, Katie, you don't think I'm serious. It's the thought behind the gift that counts. It doesn't make any difference to me what kind of a fur coat George gives me.
Well, I wish I could help you.
Well, don't worry. I'll find out before he leaves that breakfast table. Here, give me the coffee. I'll take it in. Ooh, jingle bells, dee-dee-dee. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Katie.
What?
Oh, I was reading. Good morning, Liz, darling.
How's my little husband this morning?
Fine, thanks.
Well, is there anything I can do for my sweet little ever-loving baby boy?
Yes.
What?
Stop trying to find out what I'm giving you for Christmas.
Oh, you. Come on, George. Iris knows what she's getting. Mr. Atterbury's giving her a mink stole for Christmas.
How does she know?
She already picked it out and charged it to him.
Well, that's a pretty good clue.
Are you buying me a mink stole?
If I bought you a mink, it would have to be sole. I made it funny.
But it wasn't very.
Oh.
Oh, well, if you won't tell me what I'm getting, at least you could tell him, give me a hint.
Oh, all right. It's big.
Yes.
And it's small.
Huh?
It also has long, shaggy hair and 3 wheels, takes out ink spots, and runs 8 days without winding.
That's what your mother gave us last Christmas.
It is not. Say, we never did find out what that was for, did we?
Oh, come on, George. Tell me what I'm getting.
Well, I'll tell you this much, though. I've bought it, and it's in the hall closet, and I want you to stay out of there. Understand?
Understand.
All right. Now, kiss me goodbye, honey. I'm late for the bank.
Okay. There, now hurry down to the bank.
What bank?
Uh-oh. I gave him too many volts for this early in the morning.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Mrs. Cooper. Mrs. Cooper, why are you standing there staring at the hall closet?
George told me my present was in the hall closet and then made me promise to leave it alone. Only a man could think of a mean thing like that.
What are you going to do about it?
Absolutely nothing.
And then what?
Katie, you won't find me stooping to snooping.
I'm sure I won't.
Of course, if they're happened to be something in there I needed, I'd have to look in the closet, wouldn't I? Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
What's in there that I might need?
Well, there's your umbrella, but the sun is shining.
Oh, how do you like that, Katie? Suddenly it looks like rain.
It has seemed to cloud up a little, hasn't it?
Oh, there's my umbrella in back of this big Christmas box. Ooh, look, there's a little tear in the paper.
Where?
There. Oh, clumsy me. Well, now it's open. I guess there's no use turning back. Oh, I'm so excited, Katie. I'll bet it's a dress I was hinting about from Miller's department store. It's empty. There's nothing in this box.
Oh, yes, there is. At the bottom. It's a card.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what it says. Well, I like that.
What's it say?
It says, I thought I told you to stay out of here, nosy. Well, that settles it. He's going to get a sweater and like it. Purl one, knit two, purl one, knit two. Oops! I dropped a stitch. Oh, dear. Well, I can save it if I just put my needle through this loop. Oops! There goes another. Oh, I guess I should have pulled this through. Oops! Oh, well, I was going to do that row over anyway. Darn it, this is slow work.
Are you having trouble, Mrs. Cooper?
Oh, I'm having an awful time with this sweater I'm knitting for George.
Is that a sweater?
Well, what does it look like?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I know it's a mess, Katie, and I can't understand it. I followed the directions exactly.
Let's see. What's this thing sticking up here? It looks like a sock.
It is.
It is?
Yes. The direction said, purl 3 inches and then knit a foot.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper, it didn't mean that.
I thought it seemed odd. I thought maybe I was knitting socks to match the sweater and I could cut them loose later.
I see. Well, the rest of it is... Wait a minute, what's this hole for?
That's the neck.
Oh. Then what's this hole next to it for?
Oh, how do you like that? I left 2 openings for his head.
Mrs. Cooper, you'd better rip it out and start over.
No, it's a shame to waste all that work. I ought to give it to someone. Do you know anyone with 2 heads, Katie?
Not offhand.
Oh, wait, I know. I'll knit a belt on the other end of it, and he can use it for pants. No?
No.
Oh, I'm not good for anything. I wish I could knit like George's mother can. She doesn't even look at it, and it comes out just perfectly.
Oh, that reminds me, Mrs. Cooper. Mr. Cooper's mother called before and said she was coming over this morning.
Oh, Keen. I wonder what Nosy Rosie wants.
She didn't say. Maybe she's just coming over to visit.
Ha! Mother Cooper never comes over just to visit. She comes over to see what I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing, what I'm not doing that I should be doing, what I'm doing that if she were doing it, she'd do it a lot better.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper isn't that bad.
Let's face it, Katie. She only lives to see how badly I keep house. An unmade bed is like a transfusion to her. Gives her strength to run her finger along a table and see if there's any dust on it.
Well, she won't find any dust in this house.
Oh, you dreamer. No, you can't win, Katie. Sometimes I think she's got dirt tattooed on the end of her finger.
Oh, why did she ever move to town?
I don't know. But brooding about it isn't going to get this sweater finished. I guess I'll have to rip most of it out.
You'll never finish it by Christmas.
Well, George will understand. I'll give him what I have done and tell him I'll finish it later.
Yes, ma'am.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
There she blows.
Mr. Cooper's mother?
Who else walks in without ringing the bell? She knows if she rang it, I'd pretend not to be home. The old, in here, mother.
I'll sneak upstairs, make the beds in case she goes up there.
Oh, there you are, Elizabeth. How are you, dear?
Fine, Mother Cooper. How are you?
Well, here's a sight I never thought I'd see. Elizabeth Cooper dusting.
I'm not
dusting.
Oh. Then why are you holding that dirty old dust rag?
That's a sweater I'm knitting.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't look very closely. Whose dog is it for?
Yours.
Huh?
It happens to be for George.
For George? Oh, no! Oh, I could die.
Yes, but you won't.
Sorry, Elizabeth. I've hurt your feelings.
How could you tell? Come on in, Mother. Pull up a dust ball and sit down.
Elizabeth, I came over to talk to you about something.
Yes?
You remember you invited me to spend Christmas with you? Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Oh?
Aunt Bessie wrote and told me she's going to be all alone for Christmas. So I think I should go there and spend it with her, don't you?
Yes. What was the bad news?
What?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, gee, I don't know. It means quite a change in our plan.
Oh, well, then I...
But anything for dear old Aunt Bessie.
Yes, the poor soul was wondering if you and George would mind giving me up just this one Christmas.
Only one, huh? Well, I'll force myself. Go to poor old Aunt Bessie.
Oh, well, then it's all settled. I'll go right home and write Aunt Bessie. Aunt Elizabeth.
Yes?
If I may make a suggestion, dear, I wouldn't bother finishing that sweater if I were you.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, now, please, Elizabeth. It's no disgrace not to be able to knit. You have other talents.
I have?
You must have. I mean, some wives can knit, and some wives can cook, and some are beautiful, and some are intelligent, and you're, well, I have to run along, dear.
Are you driving, or shall I call the Yellow Broomstick Company?
Oh, my Elizabeth, you're so sensitive. Now, if I've said anything, it's just for your own good. My goodness, if I can't make a suggestion, then what am I here for?
Oh, you're beginning to wonder, too.
I'm only trying to help you, dear. I don't want you to be embarrassed. You see, I knitted George a beautiful cashmere sweater.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and I don't want you to suffer through any comparisons. Well, goodbye, dear.
What are you running your finger around the table for? Forget where you parked your gum?
Would you look at my finger? It's just black with dust.
Well, there's only one thing for you to do.
Talk to Katie?
No, wash your hands.
That doesn't make your house any cleaner, dear.
Oh.
Goodbye. Don't bother coming to the door.
Oh, Katie.
Well, what's the matter, Mrs. Cooper?
She's knitted George a sweater for Christmas.
No.
Yes, so I have to finish mine, and it has to be better than hers. Give me that knitting. Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two. Oops!
It's dollars to a dish of Jell-O that Liz will have a tough time getting out of that spot. But look, here's a holiday treat for your family they sure won't want to exchange. It's Christmassy jellied mincemeat made with rich red cherry Jell-O. Just prepare cherry Jell-O as usual, and when slightly thickened, fold in 1 cup of moist mincemeat. Chill until firm in individual molds, and garnish with rum-flavored sweetened whipped cream. Good? Why, it's the zestiest holiday dessert that ever made Christmas merry. Sparkling red cherry Jell-O, luscious with tempting mincemeat. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors fit right in the holiday mood. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. They're rich with locked-in goodness, and they're bright and gay as a Christmas tree. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O is a registered trademark of the General Foods Corporation.
J-E-L-L-O.
Now, back to the Coopers. Liz is still busily working on the sweater that she has vowed to finish for George by Christmas time.
Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two, knit one, purl...
Mrs. Cooper.
One, purl two, knit one, purl...
Are you still up, Mrs. Cooper? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
What day? Oh, I can't help it, Katie. I have to finish this sweater.
How's it coming?
I don't know. I haven't been able to see for 2 hours. It feels all right.
Let me take a look. Well, you've licked the neck problem. Only one neck hole.
Goody.
What's this thing?
What? Oh, that's the sleeve.
Oh, and what's this one?
That's the other sleeve.
Mrs. Cooper.
Yes?
What's this one?
Oh, no. 3 sleeves. Katie, do you know anybody with 3?
No.
No. Here I go again.
Liz the Ripper. I'm losing ground, Katie. By Christmas, I'll owe the sweater 3 balls of yarn.
Coffee, Mr. Cooper?
No, thanks. I'm late now. Tell Liz goodbye for me, will you? Oh, here's Sleeping Beauty now.
Morning, Mrs. Cooper.
Morning, Liz.
Hi.
Open your eyes, dear.
They are open.
Well, maybe some food will help you. Try this.
No, thank you. I don't like tomato juice.
Well, that's not tomato juice. It's milk.
Why is it red?
It isn't. That's the glow from your eyes.
Ooh.
What were you doing last night, Liz?
Oh, just working in Santa's sweatshop.
Making something for me?
No.
Oh, come on, what is it? Well, give me a hint.
Now look who wants a hint. All right, I'll give you the same kind you gave me. It's got 3 arms, 2 necks, and a foot sticking out of its back.
Liz, you're knitting me a sweater.
What?
Now, that was a pretty wild guess, wasn't it? Imagine you knitting a sweater.
Katie, hand me a knife and tell me where he is.
Well, I've got to run. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
I thought he knew for a minute.
Oh, he's so smart. That's just another reason why I have to finish the sweater. Will you get me my knitting, Katie? It's in the hall closet.
All right, but I think you should give your eyes a rest.
I can't help it. I've got to finish.
Mrs. Cooper, did you rewrap that box and put it back here in the closet?
No, why?
Well, there's another one here.
Let's see. Oh, how do you like that? I didn't even see it. That must be my present. Open it, Katie.
Me?
Yes, then when George asks me if I opened it, I won't be lying when I say no.
All the things I do.
Oh, it's from Miller's. I hope it's... It is, Katie. It's the dress, but it's red.
Bright red.
Oh, that man. What was he thinking about? I can't wear red with my hair. If I put that dress on, I'd look like an Ungantine ad.
Well, you can get it exchanged for another one after Christmas.
No, I can't. They only had one green one my size. Katie, I'm going down and exchange it right now.
But what will Mr. Cooper say when you open the box on Christmas and the dress is green?
I'll tell him the color ran. So long, Katie. Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl...
Yes, ma'am, your name.
Just a minute till I finish this row. Knit one, purl two, knit one. There.
And when you get that sweater finished, are you going to try to exchange it?
No. No, I'd like to exchange a Christmas present.
I beg your pardon?
I'd like to exchange a Christmas present.
Aren't you a little late for last year?
It's this year's Christmas present.
Oh, well, in that case, what day is this?
The 20th.
For a minute, I thought I'd overslept.
I just happened to receive this present a little early.
Ooh, we've been snoopy, haven't we?
Never mind. I'd like to exchange this for a dress that's the right color for my hair.
Well, I don't think we have a dress that shade. Why don't you take a black one and give it a henna rinse?
Oh, I'll bet you're a scream when you get out your chicken inspector badge. Will you exchange this dress or not?
Well, I'll exchange it on one condition, that you return my telephone cord.
Now, what would I be doing with your telephone cord?
Well, I don't know, but you've got it knitted into your sweater.
Oh! Katie?
Did they exchange it?
Yes, I got the most beautiful Kelly Green dress you've ever seen.
Good.
I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Liz. I just talked to Mother, and she's leaving a day earlier than she planned.
Oh, how wonderful. For Aunt Bessie.
I'm going to bring her by the house to pick up her Christmas presents. You'd better have it ready.
Okay, where is it?
I put it in the hall closet.
You did what?
I put it in the hall closet. It's a big box from Miller's.
Miller's?
Yeah, we'll be there in about an hour, honey. Goodbye.
Well, wait a minute, George. Katie, I exchanged the wrong present. That dress was for Mother Cooper.
No.
Yes, and they'll be here in an hour. I'll have to rush down and exchange it again.
Wait a minute. Why not let her take the new one?
Oh, no, she can't stand green. It clashes with her complexion. I'll see you in an hour, I hope. Pardon me.
Yes, madam. What can I do for you?
I'd like to exchange something, please.
Well, what goodie have we poked our nose into this time?
Now, look, I'm in a hurry and I want to exchange this dress.
Didn't you just exchange a red dress exactly like this?
Yes, I'd like the red one back in exchange for this green one.
Hey, don't tell me. I know you've rented yourself out as a stop signal.
Please, I don't have time to explain.
Won't it still clash with your hair?
No.
Oh, I get it. You're going to dye your hair green.
No.
You're going to shave your head.
All right, I'm going to shave my head and paint it green. Now, may I have my exchange slip?
Certainly, here. And this.
What?
Will you bring your head in and let me see it?
I made it.
Did you get the red dress back?
It's safe in this box. Are they here yet, Katie?
Yes. Mr. Cooper and his mother just came in the front door. I told them you were upstairs.
Thanks.
And Mrs. Cooper,
yeah?
I worked on the sweater while you were gone. There's only one row left to do.
Oh, Katie.
I put it back in the desk drawer.
Oh, you're a darling. I better get in there and give Mother Cooper her present. Hello, Mother Cooper.
Elizabeth.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, honey. Well, Mother, here's your present.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, wait a minute, Liz. You've made a mistake.
I've what?
Oh, that's not Mother's present.
It isn't?
No, that's yours.
No, 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 no.
Well, it's nothing to get excited about.
No?
I'll get Mother's present. It's up on the shelf in the closet.
What are you looking so glum about, dear? It's Christmas time. Be gay and happy. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, go jingle your own bells.
How's your sweater coming, dear? Or did you give it up?
No, I didn't give it up. It's right here in the desk drawer. Would you care to see it?
Yes.
Right here.
You bought this.
No, I didn't. It isn't even finished yet, see?
Your cab is here, Mother. Come on.
Coming, baby. Elizabeth, let me see how you finished that neck. Ah, yes. Wonderful. Well, let's go.
You just have time to get to the station. Here's your present.
Oh, thank you both, you dear children.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you after the holidays.
Goodbye, Mother. Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, there's something cutting my ankle. Huh, it's a piece of yarn.
Yarn?
Yeah. Look, it goes all the way down the stairs and along the walk and into the cab with Mother.
Oh, put your foot on it, George. Break it, quick.
Oh, there it broke.
I never should have let her near it.
I wonder where it comes from. Look, it goes right in the door and along the hall
right
and...
into the living room and across the
the carpet and up on the desk at all.
Liz, you are knitting me a sweater. And isn't it wonderful? You've got 2 inches finished already.
Yes, Lucille, where to tonight?
Come, Robert, we're going back to the dawn of civilization, the days of the caveman. Of course, no one will understand caveman language, so I will translate. Wilbur, a little prehistoric music. Oh, translation. Get up, Neanderthal. Civilization just dawned. Translation. You don't love me, Neanderthal. You haven't hit me on the head with a club lately.
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
Ouch! I want Jell-O with its 6 delicious flavors. Ugly, Bugly, Babby, Oing, Boing, and Lime.
Translation. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and floop.
Jell-O make you think of the real right Ogglebug itself.
Translation, fruit.
So look for big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat.
Ugh.
Because the... because the flavor is locked in and can't get out till your first delectable spoonful.
Translation,
yum, yum, yum.
Good night, Neanderbob.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Christmas and New Year holiday season is a period of neighborly getting together and renewing community ties. It's a time when every American should be even more aware of the individual liberties he enjoys in the United States. And this freedom demands that each of us fulfills our duties as a citizen. To vote, to serve on juries, and to participate in community, state, and national affairs. By making our form of government work better here, we strengthen democracy everywhere. We provide an example of a free government which preserves the rights and the dignity of the individual. So remember, freedom is everybody's job. You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Watch for Lucille Ball in the Columbia picture Miss Grant Takes Richmond. And be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week. Presented by
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree. Log cabin syrup for mine. With that real Northwoods flavor so fine, oh so fine. Blended cane and good maple, it's tops on your table. That real maple flavor does pancakes a favor. It's log cabin syrup for mine.
Yes, Log Cabin is the syrup with that delicious Northwoods maple flavor. It's America's most popular quality table syrup. Enjoy it on waffles or pancakes for Sunday night suppers, as well as at breakfast.
It's Log Cabin syrup for mine.
Listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week. Bob Amon speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
It's a gay family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of Red Letter Desserts.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family.
Yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Tapioca puddings. Yes, sorry.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper. Two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers this evening, George is sitting in the living room reading the paper when Liz makes a dramatic announcement.
Okay, George, this is it.
Huh? What?
Now, don't try to get out of it. I know when I tell you, you'll say, oh, no.
What are you talking about?
This is the night we have to pick out our Christmas card.
Oh, no.
Well, I called it.
Oh, but Liz, we just picked out the Christmas cards the other day.
That was last year.
Oh. Well, do we have to do it tonight?
Yes, and you don't even have to get out of your chair.
I don't?
No. Luckily, one of the women in the neighborhood is selling Christmas cards to make extra money, and I have her sample book right here.
Well, this is something like it. Now, who was smart enough to think of doing that?
If she was a snake, I'd bite you.
Liz, you selling Christmas cards?
Good morning, sir. I represent the Kris Kringle Christmas Card Company. I have a lovely selection of cards, 25 for a dollar with your name printed free.
Honey, I'm proud of you. Give me a kiss.
Give me an order.
Oh, strictly business, huh?
Right.
How many orders have you sold?
Oh, quite a few.
How many?
It's going along fine.
How many?
Yours and two more will make three.
I see.
Well, I just started, George. Now, take a look at these cards. Every one of them distinctive and completely unusual. Here, look at number 14. The verse inside, very clever.
Oh?
Just listen to this. This is the season of holly and spruce, so Merry Christmas to you, Uncle Bruce.
Uncle Bruce. That seems to have a very limited appeal. Holly and spruce. Uncle Bruce.
Not at all.
Oh, Liz, be sensible. What if his name isn't Uncle Bruce?
Very simple. By card number 14A. Here it is. This is the season of spruce and holly, so Merry Christmas to you, Uncle Charlie.
I was afraid of that. Well, my only uncle's name is Gil Hooley.
That's number 14G.
What?
This is the season that we know as Yuli, so Merry Christmas to you, Uncle Gil
Now,
Hooley.
Cut that out. You made that up.
All right, I did. But you aren't giving these cards a fair chance. Look, now here's a nice one.
Yeah, not bad. Okay, we'll take that.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, George. It's the only nice one in the book. I'll write up the order. How many do you want of those, sir?
Oh, 100, I guess.
100 of number 20. That'll be $4, please.
$4 is the regular retail price.
I know.
Well, don't you get a discount when you buy them yourself?
I'm not buying them. You are.
But I was under the impression that the name on the cards would be George and Liz.
Well, whatever you want on the card, sir, the printing is free.
Oh, Liz. This doesn't make sense. You're making a commission on yourself. You're taking the money out of one pocket and putting it in the other.
Well, as long as the first pocket is yours and the second pocket is mine, who cares?
You insist on my paying the full price?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's your $4.
Thank you. That was easier than I expected.
Now about the printing on my cards.
Yes, sir. How would you like that to read? Liz and George Cooper?
No.
George and Liz Cooper?
No.
Well, how do you want it to read?
George Cooper and friend.
Friend? What will people think?
I don't know. How soon may I expect those, miss?
George.
What?
I don't want to be your friend. I want to be your wife.
I can't hear you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since you're such a close relative, I'll forget my commission.
Good.
Darn you. Still haven't made any money. Well, who else can I sell some cards to?
Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, I hear my pigeon cooing at me. In here, Katie.
Could I see a minute?
Yes, of course. Come in. Sit down, Katie. Make yourself at home.
Well, I
wanted to see you, too.
Well, you see, I represent the Kris Kringle Christmas card company.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, Miss Cooper, you too.
I'm afraid so, Katie.
How's this with you?
Oh, I've sold every customer I've talked to.
Really? The only customer I sold is myself.
Which did you pick, Katie?
Number 20.
That's the one we picked.
Why don't we buy just one set of cards and sign a George, Liz, and Katie?
That'll do, George.
Okay.
Well, I'll be getting along. I have a list of prospects. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Katie.
Good luck.
I wonder if any of my prospects are on her list. Oh, my goodness, where's that phone?
What's the matter?
Iris Atterbury. Katie's headed for there right now. Ooh, I'm glad I thought of it in time. Iris should be good for at least a... Hello, Iris? Well, Merry Christmas to you. Iris, what I called about? Oh, you were getting ready to call me? No, I just bought my cards. I've heard of the Kris Kringle Christmas in Dubai. Oh, number 20. What did I want? Well, I just called up to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Did she take number 20?
Yes. If this keeps up, everybody in town can buy one card and keep it.
Well, let's pick another card.
Oh, it's no use, George. That was the only good one in the book. The way I feel right now, I don't think I'll even send any card this year.
No, you don't mean that.
I do, too. It's just not worth it. Look what happened last year.
Don't remind me.
Knocked ourselves out getting the cleverest, cutest card in town. Sent out 3 boxes of them. And not a single soul so much as said, we got your card.
Well, the important thing is that we sent them.
Who's that?
No, probably someone from the Kris Kringle Christmas Card Company. I'll get it.
Special delivery.
Thank you. It's a special delivery letter, Liz.
For me?
It's from my...
Not for me.
It's for both of us.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what you have against Mother.
There. Look at the first line of that letter and you'll see. My dear, darling, adorable, wonderful George and Liz.
Now, Liz...
Well, that's nice. Read it for yourself, George.
My dear, darling, adorable, wonderful George and Liz.
Well, you sure changed her tune in a hurry.
I can't be with you this Christmas, but I'd like to have a picture with me. A picture of your smiling face. Your two smiling faces.
Yes, your two and mine. Look, you're not fooling me, George. What else does she say?
Love, Mother. Nothing else, Liz.
Let me see that letter.
Oh, no, there's nothing.
Let me see. Well, if it will keep peace in your family, you may tell Liz I asked for a picture of you both together. But, baby, try to stand a little away from her so I can cut your picture out clean.
Now, Liz.
This is no news to me, George. I've seen the only picture she has of us. The one of you with my arm around you. Just my arm. She cut the rest of me out.
Well, honey, she's getting old. Now, let's just forget about my mother. We still haven't settled the matter of our Christmas cards. Let's see the rest of the cards in that book.
No, the rest of them are just awful. I could make better cards than... Hey, that's an idea. I'll make our Christmas cards myself.
But artistic, you better buy them.
Either I make them myself or you buy them.
Oh, all right. Make them, but you'll be sorry.
Okay, George Cooper, just wait till you see the beautiful cards I make. You'll see how artistic I am.
Well, folks, for a picture that's always a triumphant success, you just can't beat a beautiful, shimmering mold of Jell-O. So pretty to look at and so easy to make, the swell new quick-setting hits a busy day lifesaver. Gives you beautiful, finished Jell-O in just about one. Dissolve your Jell-O in one cup of hot water. Then add one cup of ice cubes or crushed ice, filling the cup to the brim with water. Stir until the ice melts completely and pop into the refrigerator to chill. And about 1 hour later, your Jell-O is all ready to set on the table. All six delicious Jell-O flavors go with the holidays like Santa's sleigh. So sparkling gay in those bright, shimmering colors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. And also fruit-rich good to eat. They make a party of any meal. Look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. And it's Jell-O for red letter desserts.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we look in on the Coopers once again, it is 2 days later. 2 days that Liz has spent diligently carving a linoleum block to hand-print their Christmas cards.
Okay, stand by, Katie. You are about to witness the first printing of an original Liz Cooper Christmas card. I'll bet it's adorable. Now I spread the ink on, push it onto the paper like this. There. Ah. Well, what do you think of it?
Well, it's nice, but, what does it say?
Merry Christmas.
In what language? Doesn't look like that to me.
That's what I carved.
Did you make the letters backwards?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Mrs. Cooper, when you're making a block to print with, you have to make the letters backwards if you want them to come out forwards. If you make them frontwards, they'll print backwards.
Now she tells me.
The design is nice. Maybe you can send them anyway.
No, I'm afraid our friends wouldn't understand it was Merry Christmas if it says Sam Tritch E-Rim.
Well, I guess not.
And they wouldn't even know who it was from. Look at our name, Zill and Agrog. Oh. Zill Agrog Repook. I'm right back where I started from.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get it, Katie. Yes?
Oh, good afternoon, madam. If I told you I could solve all your Christmas card problems, what would you say?
I love you.
You do?
No, I meant you came along at the right moment. I'm desperate.
You must be if you love me.
Look, shall we stick to Christmas cards? Now, what are you selling?
This year, the Smart Set is sending personalized cards. Why don't you send your friends? You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried it, but I don't fit through that slot in the mailbox.
I was referring to a likeness of yourself, a Christmas card with a picture of you on it.
Oh.
The Pagalowski Studio of Photographic Art has a holiday offer. 100 cards with your picture, complete with envelopes, for the ridiculously low price of $5.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Our picture on a Christmas card. I'll take it.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And 47 cents.
Well, when can we have them taken?
And just come out here this afternoon, and you know you'll be having your picture taken by a masked one of the truly great photographers of our time, Professor K. Pagalowski himself.
wonderful. Oh, I'm so relieved. My problems are all solved. I'm so happy I could kiss.
You don't really mean that, do you?
No, I just said it.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Did you hear that, Katie?
Yes, ma'am.
I solved all my troubles in one fell swoop.
Did you?
What do you mean?
This means your mother-in-law will get a picture.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. I can't take those cards. Hey, I made a mistake. Oh, he's gone.
Now, what are you going to do?
There's only one thing to do. I've got to stick so close to George in those pictures that she can't cut me out. Well, let's see now. Here it is. Pegalovsky Photographic Studio.
Looks like sort of a beat-up joint.
There doesn't seem to be anyone here. Oh, there's the salesman. Hello there.
Hello, 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 Mrs. Cooper.
Is Professor Pegalovsky ready to take our picture?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are Sergei Pegalovsky?
Who else? Now, if you'll step into my studio.
How do you want us to pose?
Well, I thought and I thought and I thought and I thought, and I think I've come up with something unusual for you.
Oh, good. What is it?
Mr. Cooper, I thought you could be sitting in the chair holding a derby hat over your chest, and Mrs. Cooper could be standing in back of you with her hand on your shoulder.
Oh, that would be nice. But don't you think I should wear a handlebar mustache?
What?
And where are the head clamps?
Right behind you.
No, I didn't see them.
Look, if you two comics don't mind, how about a nice informal pose?
All right, I'll sit on your lap.
On my lap?
Well, that's informal. I want to be close to you, George. So close that even a scissors won't fit between us.
Now, don't be silly.
Well, you get posed and I'll focus the camera.
Ooh, what's the matter?
I've forgotten how dark it was under here. Oh, you look fine. And Mr. Cooper... Where are you, Mr. Cooper? I know you're there. I can see your shoes.
Oh. Liz, for heaven's sake, you're right in front of me. Now, don't hog the picture. Now, sit here by my side.
Okay.
Not so close. There's plenty of room. We'll both be in the picture.
Yeah, but not for long.
Now, you sit right there.
Heads together.
Heads apart.
Heads together.
Heads apart.
All right.
There. All right, go ahead, Professor. Take the picture.
All right. One, two... Mr. Cooper?
Yes?
Do you want with a hand growing out of the top of your head?
Now, Liz, cut that out.
Heads together?
All right, heads together.
Now, hold that. Ooh, what happened?
You used too much flashlight powder.
I'm home.
Hi, George. How's my little hubby?
Okay. I stopped by the photographer's on the way home and got the proof.
Oh, good. Give me a kiss. Proof!
That's a great way to lose a lip.
Hey, where are they? Where are they?
Now, take it easy. Don't worry. They're all pretty good.
Oh, you peek.
I just got them in the shop.
Well, you might at least have waited until we looked at them together.
Well, which one do you like?
Well, I think this one is the best, George. There's a nice highlight on my hair.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Well, it makes me look like I need a shave.
Oh, I hadn't noticed you. Well, which one do you like?
Well, I rather like this. I think that's the big one.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful of you, George. Wonderful.
Well, then we'll tell him to go ahead... But what?
That's my bad side.
Well... What about this next one? It's a different pose.
Oh, no. That really is a side.
Well, you better settle on something, Liz. You're running out of sides.
Well, how about this one? No, I don't like it.
No, I don't either.
Too bad. It's the first one we've agreed on.
Look, Liz, you're a woman, and it matters more to you than to me. We'll pick one that flatters you.
Oh, well, thanks, dear, but most of them will go to your business acquaintances. It's more important that you look your best.
No, I insist. The best one of you.
I insist. Now, the best one of you.
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 Well, all right.
Darn it, I went one you too many. You big ham.
All right, Liz. Just so nobody will be unhappy, we'll pick this one.
Well, the one where we both look lousy? Doesn't even look like us.
Don't worry, dear. Our names will be on it.
Okay, maybe people will be nice like they were last year and not say anything about it. I got to thinking that the picture we decided on wasn't really flattering enough of George, so I want to change it and surprise him.
Well, all right. Here are the proofs. Which one is it you want now?
This one. This is the one that makes George look good.
It is? Mm-hmm. Well, this makes him look like he needs a shave.
Oh, I know that that's when George looks his best, in the morning before he shaves.
Well, all right, if that's what you want. Oh, one thing, if I may say so. You look gorgeous in this one.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
Oh. Well, I'll start on him right away. Well,
thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Oh, Professor Pagalowski.
Oh, Mr. Cooper. I'm just going to start on your card.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. You know, I got to thinking that the picture we decided on wasn't flattering enough of Liz.
Oh? Well, it will be when you see it on the card.
No, I want to and surprise her.
Well, all right. Here are the proofs.
We want this one. Oh, Liz looks great in this one.
She does?
Yeah.
But that's one of her bad sides.
Oh, I know, but Liz's bad side is so much prettier than anyone else's good side.
Well, all right. And if I may say so, this one is certainly handsome of you.
You think so? Oh, gee, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Now, you're sure this is the one you want?
Oh, yes, this is it, all right.
Well, it better be, because I'm starting on him right now.
George, our Christmas cards are here.
Hey, I can hardly wait to see what they look like.
Oh, here, George, you open them. Oh, no, wait.
What's the matter?
George, before you open the card, there's something we should discuss.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what a vague little person Professor is. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he makes a lot of mistakes.
What about?
Well, if, for instance, he should have made a mistake and printed the wrong picture on our card. Now, understand, I'm pretty sure he didn't. But if he did, now, there isn't any reason for either one of us to get upset, is there?
Well, certainly not.
If there is a mistake, we'll take it good-naturedly and all have a good laugh over it, won't we?
Sure.
Okay, open the card.
Well, there they are.
But that's the one that's good of you. I mean, that isn't the one we picked out.
You were right, Liz. He made a mistake.
I'll say he did.
Well, I guess we'll just have to send him anyway.
Like heck we will.
Well, now, wait a minute. We weren't going to get upset, remember?
Upset? Who's that? Just because that little jerk made a mistake is no reason we have to send the dummy card.
Remember, we were going to be good-natured about
it. I am good-natured.
We're a good laugh about it.
I'm like it.
Aren't you being a little childish?
No.
After all, it's only a Christmas card.
I don't care what it is. We're not going to send them. I'll show you what we're going to do with them. There.
Liz, you threw them in the fire.
You bet I did.
Well, you know what you can do now. You can march right down to the store and buy some more cards.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Oh, George, it's snowing outside.
That's tough luck. I'll get your coat and galoshes out of the closet.
If you loved me, you wouldn't treat me this way, turning me out on a night like this.
Oh, Liz.
Give me my... I'll go.
Well, Liz, honey, you don't have to.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I have three boxes of regular Christmas cards right there in the closet, all stamped and addressed.
You have?
Real cute ones with a reindeer and little ribbons on its horns.
That sounds like the ones we had last year.
Yeah. No wonder nobody acknowledged them. I just found out I forgot to mail them.
Oh, no!
what happens this evening.
Tonight, Robert, we go to Egypt. I am a famous lady archaeologist, and you're interviewing me for the Scientific Gazette. A little old bones music, Wilbur.
Hello.
Hello there.
Are you the famous archaeologist, Professor Dorothea Theodora?
Well, all right. We won't get very far if I ain't.
I see. Well, I'm from the Scientific Gazette, and I'd like to interrogate you.
Oh! Well, I think you're pretty cute, too.
Look, you don't understand. I'd like to ask you a question.
Oh, well, shoot the query, dearie.
I understand that you are the ultimate authority in the interpretation of primitive inscriptions unearthed since the Neolithic, Paleolithic, and Pleistocene ages.
Well, we all have days like that.
You are the only living person who can read hieroglyphics.
I am? Oh, I am, yes.
Would you read those hieroglyphics there for me?
Oh, gladly. A square, curly Q, arrow, man, zigzag, zag zig, moon, tree, doodle.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it means Jell-O comes in six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and doodle.
That's lime.
Oh, you can read Egyptian, too.
I can read Egyptian as well as you can. I suppose the next line says, the flavor is locked in by a special process and can't get out till your first delectable spoonful.
Oh, you can't even read English.
Jell-O.
Now, you better let me finish it for you. Jell-O makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself. So look for the big red letters on the pyramid. Oh, and look, there's a signature.
Three drums.
Yes, you know who that is, don't you?
No.
No! Three drums. Why, that's that famous Egyptian philosopher, the Thing.
My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Orr. Tonight's transcript and the script is Madeline Newhouse Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and directed by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie, the maid, was played by Ruth Parrott.
Henry, what are you thinking about?
Why, that new instant Sanka coffee, dear. It certainly is wonderful.
Sure thing. Just look at the new richer coffee color. Taste the new full-bodied flavor. Discover how much less instant Sanka costs. And did you know the makers of instant Sanka make the only caffeine-free coffee? The kind that can't affect anybody's nerves or sleep. Try the new instant Sanka. It's wonderful.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Yoko puddings. Yes, sorry.
The name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods. Bob Lamond speaking.
CBS, where you hear Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband every Saturday night on the Columbia Watch.
time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family Series, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of Red Letter Desserts.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O cap. The pudding gets furry.
With Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. And again on the Coopers tonight, Liz and George are entertaining George's boss, Mr. Atterbury, and his wife, Iris. Dinner is over, and the foursome is in the living room.
Another demi-tasse, Mr. Atterbury.
Please, Liz.
What happened to the demi-tasse Liz just poured for you? You didn't drink it.
No, it disappeared into that lump of sugar at the bottom of the cup.
Wait, I'll get you a man-sized cup, Mr. Atterbury.
No, never mind. This'll do.
Iris, what are you going to wear to the play at the women's club?
I may not go. I haven't a thing to wear.
I haven't a single thing to put on myself. I may not go either.
Well, you could always wrap a towel around you and make a run for it.
Rudolph, this is a big problem.
Oh, I know, dear. We have the same problem, don't we, boy?
Mercy, yes. What are you going to wear, Mr. Atterbury?
I may not even go.
Okay. You never seem to get tired of that stale routine. Just get it all out of your system in time for the play Saturday night.
Saturday night? Well, we can't go to any play Saturday night.
I should say not.
Why?
The Jolly Rovers are having their annual stag party Saturday night.
Well, can't they have it some other night?
I should say not. We always have our stag party the Saturday before Christmas.
Well, how can you set up a perfectly wonderful play put on by women's club for a lovely old stag party?
We don't.
Well, I think it's terrible having a big wild stag party just before Christmas.
It's not a
big wild stag party.
It's our yearly dinner where we give presents to all the newsboys in town.
We really do. We even have a Santa Claus who hands out the presents.
Santa Claus. Oh, they do, Iris. A cute little blonde Santa Claus who jumps out of a cake.
All right, Liz.
You see, it's a switch. The Jolly Rovers sit down and Santa Claus sits on their lap.
Untrue. We're having a real man Santa Claus.
No.
Yes. The whole closet. He's picking it up tomorrow.
Well, if it's that kind of a party, why can't we go?
Yeah.
Well, it's a rule, that's all.
Rule, that's all.
No women allowed.
No women. Well, then who's going to jump out of the cake? A wire-haired fox terrier?
No one is jumping out of the cake. Oh, by the way, where's my Jolly Rover hat?
That stocking cap with a pom-pom on it? Oh, George, that hat makes you look like one of the seven dwarfs.
It's our official Jolly Rover hat. Now find it.
I hope you haven't mislaid my hat, Iris.
Don't worry, I know just where it is, dopey.
Lotus bud.
Don't pay any attention to them, Mr. Atterbury. They're just sore heads because we won't let them come to the Jolly Rover stag.
Would you care to join me upstairs, Iris?
What for, girl?
We're going to design official hats for us jolly soreheads. Oh, hi, Iris.
Liz, girl. I just stopped by on my way from the market.
Well, come on in. I just finished pressing George's Jolly Rover hat.
Every time I think of our husbands going to a stag party to ogle dancing girls, it makes my blood boil.
But Iris, they said it was a party for the newsboys and there wouldn't be any girls there.
You don't think they were lying, do you?
Yes, so do I.
Let's face it, girl, they're going to have a big wild spree. Now, what are we going to do about it?
What can we do?
I know. Let's have our own stag party. Or rather, we'll have a doe party.
Yeah!
We'll invite all the girls and we'll have a table with a big cake on it. And in the middle of the evening, the cake will burst open and a man will jump out.
Okay. What else will we do?
Well, we'll sit around and smoke cigars and tell each other stories we've heard before.
I don't think like that.
Nah, me either. Apparently a stag party isn't as much fun when a doe does it.
Yeah, let's forget about it. Let them go to their old party.
Gee, I'd like to fool them. Do you suppose there's any way we could sneak in?
Nah. Nah. The only way would be to dress up in clothes. We never get away with that.
Nah.
We never get away with that.
It's absolutely out of the question.
Yeah.
Which do you want to wear? George's gray pinstripe or his blue serge? Well, it's worth a try. Now, let's get dressed and see how we look.
Okay.
If we look like men, we might be going to our first stag party Saturday night. Well, Iris, how do I look in George's gray flannel suit?
Right out of Esquire. But look at your lumpy shoulders.
Hmm?
Did you leave a hanger in your coat?
No, these are George's shoulders.
Well, doesn't he take them to work with him?
I'm afraid not. George stops at the lapels.
How disillusioning. Well, how does this coat look on me? It's, too big, isn't it?
No. Here's your necktie.
Oh, thanks.
Well, take it.
Wait a minute. I know my hand's up this sleeve somewhere. There it is. Oh, hey, come here. There's something white in your trouser leg.
Oh, must be the lining. Rip it out, will you?
All right.
Let go, Iris. You're choking me. That's my shirt tail. Do you think we could get by at a stag party with these clothes on?
Well, you could fool me. Well,
you could fool me, too, but we better try it out on some impartial observers.
How?
Well, we'll walk down the street and see if anyone notices. Ooh, wait a minute. We got to wear something on our head.
Oh, yes.
After all, how many men have hair the color of mine?
As a matter of fact, how many women have hair the color of mine?
Never mind.
Anyway, we don't have to worry. We'll be wearing jolly party.
Oh, that's right.
Here, we'll just put on a couple of George's hats for now. Here's one for you. Come on, let's see if anyone spots it. Just walk along like we're two men.
Okay. I feel so silly. Say, here comes someone we don't know.
I'll ask him the time.
Good idea. Hey, bud.
Yeah?
You got the time?
Sure, it's 2:45.
Thanks a lot, Mac.
Perfectly welcome, madam.
Darn it, how'd you know I was a woman?
Well, that's hard to say. It could be the way you walk. It might have been the lipstick you have on, but I think the real reason is that you're the first man I ever saw carrying a purse.
Whoo, it's good to be back in our own clothes again, isn't it?
I'll say. Feels wonderful to be able to straighten up.
What do you mean?
Well, George's socks hung down over my shoes, so I hooked them onto my girdle.
I thought you looked bent over.
Well, there's ticket to the Jolly Rover Stag.
Too bad. I'm dying to see what makes those tired old rovers so jolly. Must be some way, Iris. I'm not going to give up.
I am.
I wonder if we could both fit in the cake. I mean, as long as we can't pretend to be men, maybe we can pretend to be women.
What?
Well, you know what I mean. We could go as dancing girls.
Personally, I think we're better qualified to go as men.
Well, there must be some way to get in.
There's only one way left. We'll put icing on our heads and go as the cake.
Oh, stop. You may have given up, Iris, but I haven't. I wonder who that can be.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
That's right.
Mr. Cooper sent me out to pick up my Santa Claus suit.
Oh, yes, he mentioned it. It's right here in the hall. Wait a minute. A Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, hey, that's right.
With long whiskers and a white mustache?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the party has been called.
Oh, are you sure?
Positive.
But they already paid me.
Oh, that's all right. You just keep the money.
Oh, gee, thanks. Merry,
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Liz, Liz, what did you do that for? Now they won't have any Santa Claus at the stag.
Oh, yes, they will.
Well, how do you figure? Who will it be?
Ho, ho, ho. Sit on my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas, little girl. Ho, ho, ho.
Crashing a party can cause a lot of commotion sometimes. Haven't you had unexpected guests drop in and stay for dinner and you were at wit's end as to what to serve? Well, good news. You can whip out a grand and glorious Jell-O dessert in jig time now with this swell new quick-setting way to prepare it. Just dissolve your Jell-O in 1 cup of hot water. Then add 1 cup of ice cubes or crushed ice, filling the cup to the brim with water. Stir until ice melts completely and chill firm in the refrigerator. And in just about 1 short hour, you have a beautiful finished Jell-O dessert all ready to set on the table. It's a big boon for this busy holiday season. And all 6 delicious Jell-O flavors fit right into the holiday mood. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Bursting with rich, fruit-like flavor and sparkling with gay Christmas color. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. And Jell-O stands for Red Letter Desserts.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we look in on Cooper's again, Liz has just sent away the man who was to have played Santa Claus at the Jolly Rover's stag party by telling him the party was called off. Then she broke the news to Iris that she planned to sneak in as Santa herself.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, all you jolly old rovers! Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, Liz, that's a wonderful idea. They'll never recognize you in a Santa Claus suit.
Of course not, and we'll be able to see the whole party.
Yeah, we'll be at the...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, we? Where am I, up on the roof holding the reindeer?
Oh, our God. Well, Iris, let's face it. We both can't go. They'd get suspicious if there were 2 Santa Clauses.
Well, okay, but why should you go? I'm shaped more like Santa Claus than you are.
What am I saying?
Iris, the Santa Claus outfit is in my closet, and possession is 9 points of the suit.
You stinker. You got me on a technicality.
Good. Come on, help me get dressed. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, do you jolly rovers know any good stories?
Now, what's the matter with this car? Oh, no, I'm running out of gas. Thank goodness I'm near a station.
Good evening.
5 gallons of gas, please.
Okay, and how about some hay for your reindeer?
What? Oh, I forgot I had on the Santa Claus suit.
Hey, wait a minute. Your voice sounds familiar. I know you're Mrs. Cooper.
That's right, and I'm in a big hurry, please.
Okay, 5 gallons of gas.
Yes, and charge it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper. No more credit until you pay me for the last fender I fixed.
But I can't pay you for the fender yet. I haven't told George about it. I'm 4 fenders behind on my telling.
I'm sorry. No more credit.
But I have to have that gas.
Well, don't you have any money with you?
No, I left my wallet in my other pants. Purse.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, dear. What'll I do? Oh, wait a minute. Noah's department store is just across the street. They'll give me some money.
Okay, I'll have your sleigh all ready to go when you get back.
Pardon me.
Oh, there you are, Santa Claus. I've been looking for you everywhere.
You certainly took a long enough dinner hour.
Oh, well, now, wait.
Never mind the alibis. Just get over to that toy department. There's a line of kids a block long waiting for you.
Look, if you'll just let me explain, I'm not really Santa Claus.
Shh. You want the youngsters to hear you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, wait a minute. Your voice sounds funny. Have you been drinking?
Of course not. Look, I am not Santa Claus.
Stop saying that. Get into that toy department. And for heaven's sakes, in your condition, don't breathe on the children.
Listen, if you make me talk to all these children, you'll be sorry.
If you don't talk to them, you'll be sorry. Now, you get up in that chair and...
Hello, Sonny. Tell Santa Claus what you want.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Hello, little boy. Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas?
Well, I just told you yesterday. You got a lousy memory. I want an electric train, but they cost too much dough for my old man.
Not at all, Sonny. Not at all. Miller's Department Store is going to give every kid an electric train free. No kidding.
Santa, what are you saying?
Not only that, every child is going to get a free bicycle and a free wagon, a BB gun for boys, and a doll for the girls, and cakes and candy all from Miller's free.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Santa, it's time for your dinner hour again.
And to the parents, Miller's is going to give a free washing machine and a new car and a free lawnmower. Don't go ham, knock, knock.
Who do you think you are, Santa Claus?
I told you you'd be sorry.
I told you you'd be sorry. You're fired.
You fire me, I don't work here.
And what are you doing here in the store?
I'm Mrs. George Cooper, and I'm trying to cash a check.
Fat chance after all the trouble you've caused us.
Miller's is also giving free to every child in the world a complete playhouse.
All right.
A pony.
All right, all right. Cash a check, anything. Only get out of our store. Oh, and one more thing.
What's that?
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right, men. All right, all right. It's time to start the program for our annual Jolly Rovers Christmas party. Now, we've all had a... Now, we'll turn our attention to the fun part of the evening. George, has Santa Claus arrived yet?
Yes, he just got here.
Oh, good, good. I've just had word from my scouts at the North Pole that Santa Claus is just driving up in front of the building with his reindeer. And there he is, coming in the back of the hall now. Let's give him a big welcome. Hey, Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Hello, Santa Claus. Glad you finally got here. Have a chair.
I hope I haven't missed any of the, show.
No, no, we're just about ready to start.
Oh, good.
Originally, we were going to start our program with a dance.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! Let me get a seat down front.
But unfortunately, our dancer had a little accident.
What happened? She got her foot caught in the icing?
What?
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Well, like I was saying, our dancer, Jim Andrews, sprained his ankle and won't be able to do his tap dance tonight.
Tap dance? Jim?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry you didn't get to see him, Santa.
Yep, too bad.
And... Now, man, I'm reminded of a little story.
Oh, here it comes. Ears, give us a hot story.
Hot story?
Let me get over here close so I can hear better.
What's that?
Santa bought something.
I did? What is it?
It's a lipstick.
It is? I mean...
It is? Well, Oh, I know. Probably belongs to Rudolph, my red-lipped reindeer.
What?
Merry Christmas!
To get on with my story.
Yep, yep.
It all begins with a traveling salesman.
Gone.
This traveling salesman met a newsboy in our city of Sheridan Falls one night. And this newsboy lent him enough money for food and lodging. Years later, when the traveling salesman became successful, he organized the Jolly Rovers to help out newsboys everywhere. And that's why we're meeting here tonight.
Well, go on.
That's all.
That's all? You never got to the farmer's daughter.
There's no farmer's daughter in this story.
There isn't?
No, no. And now for your big moment, Santa. We're going to bring in the newsboys from the next room, and you'll hand out the presents.
What? I mean...
What? You really are giving presents to newsboys?
Yes, that's what you're here for.
Oh, no.
Santa, what's the matter? You look strange. Are you sick?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm sick. I better go lie down.
Oh, well, all right. Somebody take Santa to the men's locker room and...
Oh.
We'll give out the presents when he feels better.
Men's locker room.
You there. Come here. Here. Fella, help Santa down to the locker room, please.
Look, mister, I don't think I need to go to the men's locker room. I'm feeling a lot better now. You run along, run along. Really, I can get there.
Wait a minute, mister. I can't go through that door. Might as well confess. I'm a woman. I've done a terrible thing. I came here dressed as Santa Claus to see what a stag party like. I didn't know they were really going to give presents to little newsboys. See, I couldn't face those kids. I'm so ashamed. Are you going to turn me in? Are you? Well, say something.
How do we get out of here, girl?
Iris?
Well, you're not the only one masquerading as a man.
Oh, love you. Come on, let's get out of here, boy.
Lucille, where do we go tonight?
Tonight, Robert, we go to darkest Africa. I am a British lady on a hunting expedition with my husband, and you are our number one boy. A little African music, please, Wilbur.
Sahib, Sahib, quick, wild rhinoceros is charging on camp.
Say, Chumley.
Yes, Penelope.
There's a rhino charging on the camp.
Oh, what a crashing roar.
No, it's a Chumley.
Sahib, Sahib, quick, get gun. Rhino is at gate.
I say, Penelope.
Yes, Chumley.
How about a spot of tea?
We're not having tea today, Chumley.
No tea?
No tea.
Sahib, Sahib, the rhino!
No tea?
That's right, old bean. We're having something much better.
Better than tea.
Robert. We're having jello.
Look, look, the rhino.
yellow. With the flavor that's locked in and can't get out till your first delectable spoonful.
Look, Sahib, the rhino coming toward us.
Yes, that's the one. Jello that comes in six delicious flavors. And all you do is look for the big red letters on the box.
Well, I say, old girl, if we have Jell-O, what flavor shall I eat?
Well, strawberry, jolly.
Ooh, rather.
Quick, Sahib, your gun.
On the other hand, raspberry might be tasty. And then there's... Oh, by Jove, I forget the other flavors. You know what they are, Chumley.
Indubitably. Let's see. Strawberry.
Yes.
Raspberry.
Yes.
Cherry. Orange. Yes. Lemon. And,
The rhino drags Sahib in the underbrush!
Oh, what beastly luck. He hadn't given me the last flavor.
Lime!
Oh, good show, Chumley, good show.
Sahib's gone.
I know. Whenever he talks about Jell-O, he gets carried away.
Me miss Sahib.
Well, chin up, pip, pip, cheerio. He's gone, but what a way to go, right between lemon and lime.
Listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch.
Henry, and on our honeymoon, too.
Gosh, honey, the new improved instant Sanka's really different.
Sure thing. Just look at the new richer coffee color. Taste the new full-bodied coffee flavor. Discover how much less instant Sanka costs. And did you know the makers of instant Sanka make the only caffeine-free coffee? The kind that can't affect anybody's nerves or sleep. Try the new instant Sanka. It's wonderful.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week. Presented by...
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O cat. Jell-O pudding cat. Hurry.
The name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods. Bob Lamond speaking.
Yes, where you hear My Favorite Husband every Saturday evening, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You've been listening to the GSMC Classics series, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Follow us at www.gsmcpodcast.com and find all of our timeless programming by typing GSMC Classics into any podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and more. Remember to subscribe to the GSMC Classics series podcasts of your choice to stay up to date on new episodes. And if you could take a minute to give us a nice review, that really helps us to get this ageless programming out to others who would enjoy it just as much as you have. Check out all of our GSMC Classics series podcasts. Whether you're in the mood for comedy, romance, adventure, history, science fiction, horror, or anything in between, the GSMC Classics series has you covered. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program on the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network.